The What Happens in Vegas podcast is hosted by Dr. Stephanie Canestrero, who is a functional medicine practitioner and owner of the Vegas Clinic. Through each episode, Dr. Stephanie will share her wealth of knowledge and insights from being in the functional medicine industry for more than 10 years. Through solo and guest episodes, the What Happens in Vegas podcast will break down the fundamentals of how our bodies function and tangible ways to maintain a healthy mind, body, and soul. She will welcome experts from around the world to discuss gut health, high performance, biohacking, longevity, and so much more. Listen in each week to learn and leave empowered with tangible knowledge to enhance and live your best life.
Symptom management, but it's helping the bottom line, right? Because it's helping my cells kill off the Lyme bacteria or whatever other co-infections I had and, you know, clearing out the heavy metals. So thanks so much for being here. You're Dr. Zulia Frost. You're the co-founder of Recharge Health.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's an amazing company that, I mean, has helped me so much through my own health journey. And you do so much education for everyone using not only this product, but I know you speak on at many things. So I really, really appreciate having you on here. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to talk about the different topics today with you.
Yeah. So how did you get into, you know, co-founding a company like this with this technology? Like, how did you get into all of it?
I think I should start to saying that it's a journey I chose because I actually chose non-traditional way to approach illness. And so people would come to my clinic and I would use energy modalities like biophysical devices. And that was especially like 30 years ago, it was unheard of. But I had fantastic result myself. I had very terrible back pain after the car crash, and I fixed myself. And I treated many patients and I saw good results. And you know, you'd think this should be part of standard care. That kind of was driving and motivating me to go and do something about this. So what I found, when you spend time treating someone, you can give only limited time one-to-one. And of course, people go back home and maybe you see them a week later. It's not enough. If you want really progressive healing and healing of the injury or some inflammatory process, you need energy on a daily basis. And that was for me a driving force because I wanted to have patients something that they can take home and continue what I started in that day. And in this, my search, I found a few people who really resonated on the same wavelengths with me. And collectively we got together and it wasn't an easy path, I tell you. But we managed to come up with FlexBeam as the first targeted red light therapy device. And so far we've been very lucky. People love this device.
I'm one of the people that love it. So my listeners know that I was really sick with Lyme carditis, kind of turned on very quickly and put every organ in pain and lots of symptoms, lots of terrible symptoms. And one of my biggest troubleshooting machines was your machine. So thank you for that.
Fantastic. Yeah. And of course, we both know the foundation for healing is that mitochondria health, because without energy, cell literally cannot live even a second. So if in your case, processes were damaged by and the mitochondria suffers, that of course make logic sense to use that.
Yeah. And it helped, like, honestly, with the symptoms too, like the severe anxiety that would come on, like I could use it and it would help bring everything down. My blood pressure came down from at different times, like 180 over 100, and I could get it down just with FlexBeam and a binder. Like I would take a type of binder, and that, and I could get it back down to normal. So it's really, really powerful. I use it a lot. I work with a lot of athletes. And so not only for like, for when they're injured, but for just daily vagus nerve activation, you know, for just daily use, for getting them into the rested state so they can go to sleep after a game, you know, stuff like that.
It's so true, because I found also I have lots of particularly women for some reason, but reaching out to me and telling me that they've been very anxious for whatever reason, and then they start using FlexBeam on daily as a daily routine in the evening when they relax. They just put it over their chest, over the stomach, and it really helps them to just unwind and go to sleep. And sleep seems to be maybe a little bit shorter, but much better in quality.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little study very, very early in the early days. Somebody, a biohacker, came to us and he said, I've got the whole year data. He used Oura Ring.
Oh.
Which records your activity, including HRV and quality, what, like shallow sleep, deep sleep. And so, and then we, you know, we gave him protocol to use, and he used it for about 2 months. And we could really clearly see the difference in relaxation, and particularly like gaining that deep sleep was 30% increase. Just by using not even three position, which I would recommend, but he just used it one position on the body, like here over the chest. That gave him in 2 months' time, you know, 30% more of deep relaxation.
Wow.
So we were very impressed mm-hmm. with the result.
So what are the, you say three positions. Well, what is, you've just seen that's got the best kind of results, the three positions?
Yes, because normally, Stephanie, people come to you when they already kind of in a chronic state or something bothers someone and they try to maybe ignore first, then say, I'll do what usually people do. And then in the end, they say, okay, maybe I do FlexBeam. And by that moment, it's typically already impact on the general health. That's why normally approximately three positions would be good. But of course, if you deal completely with different scenario, like you just had a sports injury or you want to upregulate your performance, sport performance, you don't need to do three positions. You could do just where the injury is, one position, but maybe you do it twice a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, often. And sometimes even three times a day, if somebody is really fit and active, and that will give you also resolution.
Mm-hmm. You or it states kind of in the manual. I don't necessarily always follow it. I've just tried different things on myself, but get you not to use it on the neck or the head. But we find good results using it on the neck and the head.
Yes, it's. I actually myself use it on the head too.
Yeah, yeah.
This is because device is released to everyone, and you know, if you're a more or less healthy individual, nothing really sinister is going on with your health, then I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we were very cautious about this is because people. Sometimes either have like, if it's in the head, maybe there is some kind of active tumor or cancer process and people are not aware, not as if it's going to make things worse, like one, two applications, but it's just for encourage people to go and question, you know, what's there, what's mm-hmm. going on there, why I'm having these symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the second reason is that we have not done actually study to evaluate what kind of dose you need to use it over the head.
Got it. Okay.
And, you know, it's just to be on the caution side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's even in the manual, it's under a caution. It's not a contraindication.
Yes. Yes, of course. Are there any like strict contraindications that you do go by?
To be honest, Right now, the only one thing I should tell people, be very aware, this is a really strong device, and lights are very potent.
Yeah.
So if you look directly into
Oh,
eyes,
yes.
the infrared aspect of the eyes will be too strong for the eyes. And we don't have blinking effect when it's a near infrared light, we don't see it, but it can stimulate blood flow in the back of the eye. And if some people have some predisposing conditions,
Yeah.
it might lead to something.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
I would say definitely do not look at it, put the goggles. And it's actually a very good question, Stephanie, because there are some research papers online when they're talking that the infrared light is actually good for your eye. But I agree, but not this strong. This is
I understand.
really, really strong. I know there are some goggles exist with a very gentle infrared light, and they designed specifically for that condition. So people should use that.
Yeah, some of the other red light panel people tell you to look at theirs, but yours is like very concentrated because it's meant to go like on the body. So I understand it's different because I've looked at it not for a long time and like you could feel that it's stronger. But yeah, so that's a great point. And yeah, we definitely don't have people staring at that. And I know you guys even have the goggles it comes with for if you're shining it on the face.
Yes. And here I also should say, if you can generally, flipping the device and you suddenly, like you saw it, it's not going to be
No.
the truth.
Mm-mm.
It's
No,
only
staring at it. Yeah.
Yeah, continuously, like the whole 10 minutes you're looking at it, it's best not to.
Yes, I
Another thing I would say in my books now, it's like no go, is putting it over the tattoo area.
Oh.
Yes, and we have to be careful because some, not every, but some tattoo ink can react with light
Yeah.
because especially when tattoo is really dark. Because from physics of light, a dark surface would absorb light at the surface. It's
Yeah.
what not let it through. Therefore, you can have much more heated
Oh
reactions.
yeah, 100%. Even if you put it over like dark pants, right? You feel it. It gets very hot on it. Yeah.
Yes, so we recommend to use it outside of the tattoo. It's absolutely fine. And even you can use it on the contralateral side. Like, for example, people say tattoo on this shoulder is big, but shoulder is involved, yes. I maybe place closer to that tattoo, definitely on the neck, but maybe one position in exact symmetrical location. Another thing I would say, if you place it over the tattoo, maybe use program 2 because it's not as strong because there is a frequency pulse, yes? And just go by feeling. If you start feeling heat underneath, this is not right reaction. So then you have to just remove it. But don't sit and wait until it gets so hot and then the
Yeah.
body reacts it.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So other than that, it's a safe product. People, but red light's powerful. So people sometimes get detox symptoms or they can't handle it right away. You have to do small, small doses and build up. Do you see that as well? Sometimes?
I do. I particularly see this with the more elderly population and also people who have the variety comorbidities, like they would have some maybe combination of irritable bowel syndrome, hormonal imbalance, headaches, and then they fail and they hurt themselves. So what is happening, I think in this particular scenario, people just don't have enough mitochondria in the body. They deplete it so much. So like exactly, you rightly said, you need to use in small portions, but consistently, and then you build up and the effect would be better. Also nowadays people they take lots of medication. I mean, whether you need it or don't need it, they just you know, if doctor prescribes, they just go with this. But if you take the variety of drugs, you don't know how it's going to interact in the body. And when you receive energy in the form of red light, that this energy exactly would create this detox reaction, which lots of people recognize. Like they say, oh, it made my headache, or it feels like you have hungover, like really unwell. Yeah. So just be aware, this is might be due to the drugs you take, or even sometimes people take way too many things and supplements and drugs, and you just don't know how it interacts in the body.
Yeah. So speaking of interacting with stuff in a positive way, have you guys done any studies on using methylene blue and then using the light? Because you know how, right? So it upregulates even more. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree with that. Although I didn't have chance to do it in my practice, but there are lots of study and lots of podcasts recently, people talk about their positive impact because it's a synergy and potentiation between two methods, particularly with, you know, like infectious diseases, very good. I found personally, because I use in my practice neurostimulation devices, and I found fantastic synergy between those two. To use like electrical pulse stimulation and use flex beam together. And I also use acupuncture. So it all comes together really well. There is no, it's almost like they, you know, designed for each other. You don't get any ill effect. There is no weird aggravation of symptoms. It just people just get like towards like nice and recovering better.
Yeah, what stim is it? I was reading about that stim that you were talking about that you're using.
It's there are some few brands of this, but I know my health, I know device like Interex, but it's a concept of interactive neuromodulation. So you use a very sort of small pulse, an electrical pulse, to stimulate your nervous system to recognize the issue. And what I normally do, I run scan, find the that particular issue, and then immediately I would put flex beam around this.
Wow!
So it's double energy in one session.
Yeah, that's unreal. Yeah, I love what you said, because this is what I say to people all the time. Like, you can't go to a practitioner like I do acupuncture as well and like manual therapy, right? That's like 1 hour a week or whatever. You know, some of the athletes, yeah, we can see them every day, but still, it's not something in the long term that you're going to have access to. So you have to learn how to take care of yourself at home. Yeah, like, and the thing I like about FlexBeam is that you guys have created it in some way, I don't know how, to get it in such a good price point, right? And convenience. And, you know, then you can keep up care at home. Like, it's something you can do every day, and you're giving your cells energy, and you don't even, you can even, you made it like, so it goes on your body. You can strap it on. Cause I have one of the panels, and that was great, but I had to like sit in front of this panel. And if we want people to stick to things, the more convenient it is, the better. So I think that you guys really got that. You hit that nail on the head, because it you know, it made me stick to it even more. Like, I literally don't go anywhere without it. Like, I'm traveling right now and I have it upstairs. So yeah, that's something that I have seen through what I went through with my own health. Like, it needs to be every day that you're working on these things. So like, this is a tool that you can have that you don't, it's not that much of an investment. It's like going for two massages.
Yes.
Essentially. Right. And you get it for the long term. So yeah, I just really appreciate that about the product. I'm always looking for something that's in a good price point for people that they can afford, because everything is so crazy expensive these days. And it's one of those powerful tools that I think is worth the investment. And it's our first, like, we go through people's health history. We take their information. We look at all their data points, and we're like, this is what you need to have at home, because we're working through these things. You can have HERX. Anytime someone has a HERX, we're like, FlexBeam, this, that, you know, Because as killing off stuff or getting stuff out of the body, you can have these symptoms, and it's one of our ways to kind of troubleshoot it as well.
Few things I want just to add to exactly what you say. Nutritional supplementation would work better with FlexBeam because you're going to, when especially you put it over the abdomen, the gut area, so you will improve reabsorption and you basically get nutrients out of your food better. And I tell you about this price point because that was actually a conscious decision. And largely driven by me because I wanted my patient to have it, to be honest. And we could have sold this device a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Because it's a high quality device. It's not the LEDs, they're really super quality, very latest, very greatest. You know, we just wanted people to experience that and to be able to afford this. And in this current economics, very difficult. So we just chose this path. Of course, we're not making killing revenues, but who cares? Because we have a lot more people able to use it at home. And of course, they're going to tell their friends and in the family, any member of the family can use it. They for example, I heard many stories like the guy with a sleep problem, he said he was using this for sleep, but his wife was using for the back pain, and his son was using for some other condition. But you know, that makes it to be so accessible, right? And then you wear it on the body. Because I periodically I get back pain. So I just tie it to my back and I continue sitting and working on my laptop because it's not interference. I don't have to sit in front of it. And I recently learned this fact, which I found fascinating, that the panels actually were designed because the NASA discovered that plants would benefit from red light.
Oh.
So the panels originally were designed for plants. So effectively, what we've done, we take it a step forward and we're saying, okay, how the humans are moving. They need something on the body all the time and on a regular basis. So, And I personally don't mind. I like panels. I think it's a great concept for, you know, overall health optimization of your healthy parameters is great. That people should just use all sorts of red light therapy devices.
I agree. I use both, but like I said, just the convenience makes it my number one suggestion because then people utilize it even more. They do. They stick to it more. But so I'll tell you a story. My neck. Okay. So my neck used to seize, right? So I just can't turn it. And it feels almost like dural symptoms, like meninges. So like, but there was structural stuff, but I took the flex beam this one day and we were outside, we were at my cottage. So I just put it on, I kind of strapped it there and I just kept going through level 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I did it until it died. Okay. And it just felt good. I know that's not what you suggest, but then I stood up and I thought I was going to still have a sore neck and I didn't at all. Zero. It usually took me like a week or two to get over it. Okay. So I just found when there's like an injury or something, when I go through level 1, 2, 3, at least 2 times, like I can get really acutely get better a lot faster from these acute things. So I don't know if that was right. And I'm not even telling my other patients to do it that much. Like that was just on me. But I'm telling you, it was profound. I was in awe. I was like, what the heck? Like I can turn my head like fully, like no treatment, nothing, just sitting there because we were chatting and I was just like letting it go through the...
Oh, very interesting feedback. Very interesting. And I tell you, immediately I was thinking, what would it do? What would it do? But of course, the three programs, they design by three different way of stimulation. So the first would stimulate primarily the very surface of your skin. And guess what? With this program one, you of course, when you target the skin, you target nerve ending. Yes. So that you have this neurological pain relief, you facilitate these nociceptors. And then, of course, the program three would go really deep into the muscles to improve the blood circulation flow and bring oxygen. And again, gives you pain relief, but relaxation.
Yeah.
Collagen is become elongated, you know, stop being contracted. And of course, and program two is really special because it uses, it goes through this sweeping through the frequencies. So, and now medicine knows that pulse, it's very, very effective in electrostimulation as well.
Yeah.
And frequency can cause resonance effect
wow.
for the cell to receive energy at zero in quantum time.
Wow.
So if you hit the resonance with the, any cells which were damaged,
yeah,
they will instantly get that energy into the cell because yeah. of the resonance effect.
Are you ready to discover how red light therapy can safely and effectively relieve pain, optimize your well-being, and address various health issues? Well, we're glad to hear it because as you can hear, Dr. Steph is probably FlexBeam's biggest fan and advocate. She credits the FlexBeam for playing a pivotal role in her recovery and maintaining her overall well-being. If you are curious about this product, there are two ways to take advantage of a special discount from us to you. One, click the link in the episode show notes or head over to our Instagram link in bio and check out the list of discount codes. You'll want to look for the Recharge Health link. Okay, now back to the show.
And so when you sweep through the whole frequency, we kind of can satisfy every cell and say, okay, this is a good one for this, this good one for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately think this is a great, great, you know, way, new way to use FlexBeam. I'll certainly gonna try it.
Yeah, it is. And now I do it, and that it's very powerful for me. So I started using it on certain injuries for some of the players, and they definitely found like a yeah. lot of relief. So I mean, I was just like desperate and I was like, I don't care. Beep, beep, beep. Like just restarting it. And
yeah.
it honestly, it was magical. And yeah, anyway, so that was my one little anecdote, but it was, yeah. So.
Well, I tell you, I had the anecdote like you. I had the patient with the herpes, you know?
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is, I mean, literally a pandemic because every second patient I have a host in the herpes virus, and sometimes it manifests with a horrible, you know, irritation, skin patch and everything.
Yeah.
So I thought because it's on the skin, I thought I'm going to use program one,
mm-hmm.
I did 10 minutes or one, and immediately I followed by program two, which gives you frequency. Mm-hmm. And like you, I did on the same spot these two different unrelated programs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was 30% improvement immediately
wow.
after these 20 minutes. And then I thought, well, that's interesting. So then I had another two and I repeated that. And I had the same effect. But if they continue to do this at home, which I told them, continue to do it, I get resolution, which normally takes a week, 2 weeks. I get resolution within 3 days.
Wow.
You know, that horrible skin bubble manifestation disappears.
Yeah.
The horrible pain,
yeah,
neurological pain goes. So I am super impressed with that.
So I used the red light. I had like shingles show up here last year or 2 years ago when I was going through all the Lyme and everything came up, you know how it is. And it literally, yeah, like took the pain away and then it dried up like so fast and healed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That was on the skin, like on the chest, on the mm-hmm. back, on the leg. So yes, in a similar way, it's a herpes zoster,
yeah.
right? Yeah, shingles. So.
Yeah.
I hope people will listen to this and they would like immediately tune to that because I didn't see any other good resolution or respond to that.
I didn't even, I forgot about that, but because I've used it on so many things. It's just that, yeah, that you reminded me, but it's, yeah, powerful. I use it on, I would always get this rash on my inner arm and it would make it go away much faster. I mean, when my lymph was blocked, I had visual lymphedema. Okay. And I could, so it was puffing out like here, all here. And I would put the flex beam here and I'd feel my heart palps as the swelling went away, as the lymph was able to clear through my cardiovascular system because it was putting so much pressure, creating all the heart palpitations and everything I was having, and like this pressure in my like left breast and even in my arm here, and my arm would swell up. So having it there, and then as it was on there, I would literally feel my heart like palp more and then go way down as it, and it helped empty this kind of blocked up lymphatics. So
Wow, that's so
it's
genius.
really powerful. And I would use it with castor oil too. So first I would rub in like creams or homeopathics, and then I would put the flex beam over top, and it was profound changes. So I definitely.
That's phenomenal. That's because there are so many conditions people are unaware because lymph is not flowing properly, and often it coincides with the actually fascia becomes very sticky, very hard. And of course, first thing you do when you place flex beam on the patient, you can literally feel with your fingers like the muscles become much softer. It's almost like prepping, yes, and making. I'm sure if the fascia becomes relaxed and the
So,
lymph could flow better.
yeah.
And castor oil, a very good tip.
Yeah. Yeah. So just a very powerful tool. Like, I mean, is there anything like, so the wavelength that this one uses, it's what's the deepest it goes for the red light?
Well, our engineer measured, and recently, actually, he used the professional called Sphere, the where they measured the penetration depth. He told us it's like 8 centimeters to probably the last photon 10 centimeters. So it's really deep penetration.
Wow, that's level three that goes that deep.
Level three. And here I want to clarify because there are some periodically people write to us and they kind of being very patronizing and they saying, well, there is not possible. This is impossible. This is unscientific. You're making claims. I just want to make a clarification that to achieve the penetration depth, you need to be number one in the correct wavelengths, which is near infrared light. Because red light will be superficial absorption, near infrared light can get through the tissues. But infrared lights, although wavelengths are longer, but they absorb mostly by the water body, like water in our body. And these molecules of water, they absorb lights in infrared spectrum, like fine infrared spectrum. So therefore, out of all these three, and of course, blue, green, they're so superficial absorption. It's just not even worth mentioning. So the only infrared lights is the one which provide deep penetration. And number two, you need this light to be potent. Again, there was always the argument that lasers have coherent light, therefore they collimated, monochromatic, they penetrate deep. But I'm sorry to say, when it shines the human body, which is alive, it's got all sorts of processes going on. There will be scattering, there will be reflection. So the light is become non-coherent when it's in the body.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on there. I have no idea why congratulating me. Oh, so at this point of time, what we're looking power, okay? It's called irradiance. So power per square centimeter is the most important parameter. And many red light therapy devices, they have maybe many of LEDs, but they're weak. They won't get you that deep penetration. So that's why flex beam, very different on the market. It's got only three, but they're like supercharged. They're so powerful. They provide that ability to penetrate deep because this is like 100 milliwatt per centimeter square, yeah, in the each model. People can calculate it. And like each module, three module will cover 81 square centimeters. And so it will give that deep penetration. So I want it out of my chest because when people just saying that it's not possible and this is not gimmick device and whatever, it's not true.
It's not a gimmick. I can tell you that 100%.
We wouldn't get results, right? If it was not working, and the whole business would collapse if it was not working.
No, but there, I mean, I don't know who's saying that, but there's lots of evidence of how deep the lights can penetrate. So I thought it was 5 centimeters, 8 centimeters is, I've heard 7 or 7. So, I mean, you guys just did a study on it that showed it. I'm all there for it. And I know how much it works. So it's just nice to learn about it. So how do you use it for the vagus nerve? Cause even you have like in your little, when you buy it, if you flip through the little pamphlet, a brochure, it shows you some vagus nerve affecting positions and, you know, what setting to use it on. So how does it affect the vagus nerve?
We recommend a few positions. To me, always stimulation of the gut is a very good one because it associates with parasympathetic system. If you want to target directly, very close to surface, it's on the side of the neck. So I recommend using an inverted position.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
One side, the other side, then I would go through the chest, like mimicking. The vagus nerve and the stomach. This is to me most obvious and honestly, we tried that. It really gives you that profound degree of relaxation. I had my last patient on Friday. She fell asleep. She completely like zonked out immediately by the end of the treatment. So we know the parasympathetic system is being activated.
Yeah. And we know that like our humans need light, right? They need infrared light. They need light from the sun. And like, what do you think about all of this? Like everyone's slathering sunscreen on themselves and like blocking those rays, right? Like, and so we can supplement this red light, especially in the winter. It has like multiple benefits for even if you're just healthy overall and just want to support your system, right?
Absolutely. I think there is a like slowly and silently epidemic of deficiency in the infrared lights because people completely unaware. So what happened since the 60s gradually, we used to incandescent light bulb in two lighthouses. And then gradually we moved to LEDs and modern LEDs, they don't have at all in infrared spectrum. So imagine if you have to work in the office, which horrible this light bulbs, and then you come home and you have LED lights which doesn't have near infrared spectrum, and you don't have chance to go outdoor. And if you do, like you said, you put lots of screen, you put clothes,
sunglasses, clothes,
The cap to protect yourself. I see this actually. I live in Spain and I see on the beach people come to the beach fully clothed with goggles. And of course they put sunscreen. And I'm like, this is so wrong because we as human beings are evolved under sunlight. All our previous history, we were hunters running on the wildness and then you know, under the sun all day. And suddenly we found ourselves completely getting rid of the infrared lights. And the infrared lights, what scientists found very recently, it's not only gives you this melatonin release and improving your you know, circadian rhythm, sleep and waking time. But also, if it's absorbed by mitochondria in your other cells in the body, then it under specifically in infrared lights, you produce the, you're clearing reaction oxygen species buildup. So you literally having this detox, anti-inflammatory and protective, cellular protective reactions only under near infrared lights. And so considering we don't get it, especially in the winter, it's becoming a problem. But like you rightly said, we need this light for everyday life. You can use, obviously, in flex beam, put in sunscreen. I'd say, you know what, half an hour exposure to sunlight in the daytime, it's good for your vitamin D. Go for it. And for if you want red and infrared light, it's a sunrise, sunset time. I mean, go for it and you can get at least something.
Yeah.
For us, we need so much. And a very interesting fact I discovered recently that green light reflects infrared.
Wow.
So when you work, when you walk in the woods or outdoor hiking, you get that infrared light reflected into your body. You feel so good.
Wow, yeah.
You've been regenerated, right?
Yeah.
So this is the effect of infrared light too.
Yeah, we have a deficiency of being outside. We do. We need it. We need to, we have definitely a light deficiency. And I didn't realize even myself how important light was for our health and our healing, except for the last 5 years or so, you know, really kind of understood. You know, you always talked about it, but I didn't see, I didn't get it. We're deficient in that. And I think in the last 5 years too, with the introduction of like the new electromagnetic frequencies, I think we need more of this light energy as much as we can to like get out the bad stuff in our body.
That's absolutely true. It's exactly what I said with the infrared light being able to clear this. And you know, it has a very good anti-aging property.
People love that.
People really should really use it just daily because it just gives energy to your cells so you feel useful, youthful.
Yeah.
And you could do more stuff because you're energetic, but at the same time, it clears that horrible buildup, which is make your cells aged. Why not?
Yeah. And people who use red light for hair growth too.
Yes, yes, true. To be honest, until recently, I was saying, don't put it on the head. But if you really want specifically to stimulate some hair growth, you can use in program one and choose a couple of placements in one session, but in, only in program one.
Yeah.
Because program one has majority of red lights, mostly red lights. So it will be stimulating the follicles in the skin. And also will give you this cellular protective reaction.
Yeah. So I had a very interesting symptom with all the stuff I had going on, and I would get a dent in my head right here.
Ooh.
So it was pulling my cerebral spinal fluid, and then it would increase too much, and then my head would feel like it was explode. It's apparently a sign from Bartonella, but other things can do it as well once they get into the cerebral spinal fluid. So I used it on the top of my head and it relieved that. And I did it. I know you guys don't suggest it, but I just was desperate and I was like, I don't care. And then I put it on and I felt it go down. And so the pressure and the pressure at the back of my head, I used it here because it felt like something couldn't get out of my head. And I mean, it helped me a lot. Helped me a lot again. And I think I just did, I think I did mostly level one, but then I did like level two right here at the back of my neck.
It's fine. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. I even put on three in the back of like a bit of head and cervical part of the spine. And it works very well. I also found that one of the users of FlexBeam, she told me that she using three here behind the neck and her thyroid function has improved.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, that's really good idea, because if you're on three, you really would stimulate blood flowing towards you.
Yeah, for thyroid, I get people to do three on the back, and then I get them to do right under the thyroid level
Yeah.
one, two, and three. But then sometimes I get them to do it right over top, but just with one. I know you guys don't suggest that, but we are seeing good results with it.
You can just watch the probably not the whole cycle. I normally put slightly out like that.
Yeah,
And
exactly. Slightly out.
then it reduces the potency, because the further away from the skin, then the less stimulation. Yeah. I'm learning a lot from you.
It's a powerful tool. I've used a lot of experimenting on myself through all of this, and then I feel more comfortable having other people do it. But I found another powerful part was the back of the arms at a very the one, two, and three to help the lungs, because it clears the pressure here, and there's that, I think the I don't know. It's so helpful clearing here, and even in acupuncture, like these are parts for the lungs, and it helped clear the lungs.
Fantastic. Yeah. I use it on myself when I had COVID. I use it almost nonstop. I was doing
Oh yeah,
this,
I
but
put it over my heart for COVID.
lungs, back of the neck, kidneys, I
Oh,
did it all.
kidneys. Oh my gosh, you just reminded me. I had kidney pain. I was having the trace protein in my kidney for like a full year. I had severe kidney pain, and I used again that with castor oil on my kidneys, and it would help me get through it until my body cleared what was going on. So yeah, I've used this on every ailment that I've kind of had to help me through symptoms. And I know it was helping me heal at the same time. So not only symptom management, but it's helping the bottom line, right? Because it's helping my cells kill off the Lyme bacteria or whatever other co-infections I had, and, clearing out the heavy metals. So definitely.
Yes. Together with that, I think you also stimulated the adrenals, because it's just intimately linked with kidneys. And I personally found if I use it just above the waistline on the back of for kidney kind of position, the next day, if I go for a jog, oh my God, I'm running
Yeah,
like
it's better.
Boston Dynamic Rover. Really, really. Yeah, it really helps. It just
Actually,
gives
yeah,
you
I'm gonna start doing that for the athletes. I'm gonna tell them the day before the game, use it on their adrenals.
yes, yeah. If particularly they're facing something is strenuous or like where it requires endurance, then it would be a very good idea to use it.
Yeah, amazing. This has been amazing. I mean, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to tell people about this amazing product, or anything else that you do or your clinic that you want to let people know about?
Well, there's tons of conditions, tons of conditions. I just want people to understand that whenever you deal with inflammation, the red lights, this flex beam also inclusively, can help with inflammation. I personally see, if I see people with arthritis and I put this around the knee, for example, just even after 10 minutes, but maybe I do front of the knee, back of the knee, maybe above, below the knee, I see so much a reduction in inflammation. So I did also search, a literature search, and I found there is lots of data which describes that actually infrared light specifically stimulates production of anti-inflammatory cytokines, like interleukin-10, or reduces pro-inflammatory, like TNF and interleukin-6 will be reduced. So you have, on one aspect, you improve anti-inflammatory, and also in addition to this, the nerves really benefit from this, because when you stimulate, there will be endorphins release. And I must say, when I use on myself, I feel those endorphins. You feel good afterwards, right? You feel just like elevated. So, I mean, the people asking me every time, like, would it work for this? Would it work for that? I always encourage people to think, If your goal is to improve energy production in this part of the body, improve circulation in this part of the body, and reduce inflammation, it's already half job is done. So you just go and assist how body naturally, normally deals with this, and you'll be successful.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it makes sense to try it for almost everything, like I did. And that's what we do, and we see results. So honestly, I really appreciate your time and being on here. I really appreciate your company. And honestly, they're great to work with. They're, you know, everything gets there so quickly. It's like, it's been really, really a pleasure for us. So we really love your product and your company.
It's so lovely to hear that, especially if we put so much hard work to founding this, taking off the ground, and knowing that the team is being appreciated and everybody, you know, we have a small but dedicated people, small team with dedicated people, because everybody feels, everybody in our company actually came with some problems, which yeah. they managed to resolve it. So it's become much more personal and much more important, because when you know you do something good, meaningful with your life and helping others, I think this gives all of us a great degree of satisfaction.
Yeah. Well, we feel it and we appreciate you guys. So yes, thank you for your time, but also thank you for your product and your innovation and all of that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to the What Happens in Vegas podcast. To help support the show, please leave us a rating and review. Also, head to vegasclinic.com, that's vagusclinic.com, to check out free resources, how to work with us, and more.